We've got the Phillies, we've got the Brewers, and we've got Jeremy Hellickson warming up before the game. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. Hellickson facing Keon Broxton.
Swing and a miss. Well, that was an easy hitting for Jeremy Hellickson. Swing and a miss. And Hellickson throws the changeup to get VR. And Odubel lifts it down the right field line toward the corner. It is a fair ball. And it'll be a ground rule double. A run will score. The Phillies are on top 1-0.
1-0. Swing and a high drive into right field. Pretty well hit. Williams back to the track at the wall. And it is gone. Pinch hit. Two-run home run for Brett Phillips. It's his first major league homer. And he has given the Brewers a 2-1 lead.
Didn't think he would help the big club, so they sent him back to the Yankees. Attaboy,
Nick. Williams sends one in the air to deep left center field. Going back is Broxton. It is gone! Grand slam for Nick Williams. And the Phillies have retaken the lead 5-2. That'll get the ball up off his feet. A left center field grand slam for Nick Williams, his second major league home run and his first granny.
And the first pitch, Thames, a swing and a pop up on the infield. Galvis calling for it. He's waiting just to the left of the bag. He'll make the catch and the ball game is over.
Pete McCannon and the Phillies able to pull it off against the Brewers on Sunday as they win 5-2. Here's McCannon on the victory.
Hellickson he pitched well. He hung a changeup for the home run, but and we took him out because he was remember he had that cramp in the past. It cramped up on him, his forearm or whatever he had. Not a big issue, but he's had it before. And the bullpen came in and did a great job. Four guys came in and didn't give up a run. And Nair showed me something after the ball that fell in down the right field line, and then a broken bat single to left. He really bared down and did a great job to really get out of that, made some good pitches. So that was nice to see. Knapp a couple of hits. Williams out a couple of hits, including the grand slam. Odubel, RBI double, a couple more doubles. Good win for us.
Could we see more of Garcia in the eighth inning, or was that more of a Benoit pitching the last
two
games?
Well, Benoit had pitched 2 days in a row, and I wanted to get a look at Garcia in the eighth inning, and he did a good job, got two quick outs with strikeouts, and then walked that guy, and thankfully, as it turned out, Shaw swung at that 3-0 pitch. It could have been disastrous, but I was happy to see that, obviously, and then Maris came in and really battled some adversity and did a good job.
When they bring that lefty in to face Williams, he comes back to the dugout. Do you guys say, like, maybe look for a first pitch breaking ball, or was it just it was a good read by him?
No. Well, Matt gets with him and talks to him. I got enough to think about during the game, but it was good to see. I'm happy that one of our players, and they've done it before, not enough to my liking, where it was a mistake and he jumped all over it first pitch instead of taking it. And that's the kind of thing you want to be aggressive, you want to see pitches, but when the base is loaded, you got to be ready for a mistake first pitch, and he was.
What's your take, I guess, on your early impressions of him in his first few weeks in the big leagues?
Williams?
Yeah,
Williams. Well, he's been playing very aggressively. He swings the bat aggressively. You know, he's got some things he's got to change, you know, with his swing. He's got some holes like everybody else does, but you got to like the way he's playing, to like the way he's swinging the bat. A couple more hits, like I said. I'm happy with him so far.
Herbert's been a guy that, you put him lower in the lineup. Do you like... He's a guy that really wants to be kind of the set on the table for everyone up top. I mean,
yeah, you know what? You have to earn your spots in the lineup. And somebody asked me today, what made you decide to hit Herrera first? And I said, I don't know. I just decided to do it. And he's been swinging the bat pretty well. And I wanted to at least maybe give him a little vote of confidence. That's probably the main reason. Responded with a couple doubles.
Hellickson should be fine for his...
Yeah, Hellickson should be fine. He had that before, and I had to take him out, but it's not a big issue.
Nick Williams, a big part of this game is he would hit the go-ahead grand slam in the sixth inning. Here's what he had to say about the game.
That was great, especially off a lefty, you know, coming in to face me. I don't think there's a lefty behind me, but yeah, you know, it felt great just to, you know, even first pitch, you know, just to get that out of the way.
As he's coming in, what are you thinking? I mean, I know you tried to go back and get the scouting report, but what?
Yeah, when I heard his name, I knew I faced him last year a lot, and I faced him, I think, once this year, so it just has some playbacks in my mind of him. But, you know, I just was thinking, you know, just square the ball up and stay short. Don't try to get too big.
Were you looking for anything in particular on that first pitch?
Lefty. I'm thinking, you know, probably he's going to start off with some slow stuff. But I just said be patient, you know, just find something in the zone and just square the ball up. You don't have to hit a grand slam. Just, you know, hit a line drive or something and turn out to be a grand slam.
Did you know it was going off the bat? I mean, it didn't, you know. You hit it pretty good, obviously.
Yeah, I hit it good, and I like kind of like dropped the bat. I was watching. I was like, go, go, go. So I was kind of like here and there. I didn't know.
What do you remember about your previous at-bats with him, like last year? Did you have success against him?
I don't think I had a lot of success with him last year, but I remember I faced him this year before I went home for an off day before I went to left guard. He threw me first pitch slider, and I hit a homer. So I remember that, and then first pitch again, slider, another homer. So.
Huh.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Did Stearns say anything to you before or after?
No, he just, I looked at, you know, I just watched like a couple of clips of him pitching, and then I was like, wait, I think I faced this guy, and like not too long, a couple of weeks ago, actually, and it turns out I did. I found out after, but just in that situation, you know, bases loaded, just stay thinking, you know, just, even if you hit the ball on the ground, just, you know, get something going because we were down one run, so whatever I could to get a run in.
Two home runs in the last four games, you feel like seeing the ball well? Or?
You know, the first day back, I was, you know, late, and I wasn't swinging at bad pitches. It was the day that I had like three or four strikeouts, yeah. But it's like, man, I'm late, and I had three flights the day before, so like, I think I'm just kind of off. You know, and the next day I faced a guy throwing hard again, and I was able to get a hit off his fastball, and I was like, okay, I'm seeing the ball all right, and I'm feeling good. But the first game here, I was kind of like, oh.
Did you get this ball? Did you get it?
Someone brought it in and threw it to Franco. I don't have it yet, but I think we have it somewhere.
Monday, Phillies are in Miami to take on the Marlins. Same day, Brewers are in Pittsburgh for a series against the Pirates.